guys, Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company, Bomb Socks, to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So yesterday I told you about Moses and how the Lord translated him because of his goodness. But before Moses dies, like we said, Moses gives a wonderful repetition of the law in this book called the Book of Deuteronomy. Now, let me just show you something here. So the Book of Deuteronomy, the way I look at this, I guess, is again, it's a repetition of the law. It's the fifth book of Moses. It is the conclusion of this whole crazy adventure of getting the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land and all the craziness that went with that. So these are repetitions. They're things that are going to actually sound very familiar to you. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of brand new things here, but I like to call this book Things Worth Repeating to the Children of Israel over 3,000 years later, meaning the things then I think still have excellent relevance to us. In fact, Jesus himself loved the book of Deuteronomy, especially when you get into the temptations that he went through as he was getting ready to start his ministry, as Satan was trying to tempt him. Jesus quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, all in effort to combat Satan. So Deuteronomy has a lot of value to the children of Israel, not only back then, but also today. So I wanted to do something because there's a lot of great verses. I've heard these referred to as, like, you know, the vinyl letter or the cross stitch pillow ones, or ones you'll put on your fridge, or little memes or anything like that. So I wanted to do a little activity. I do this periodically. I'll do it probably once a year with my students. Sometimes I'll do it with my kids as well. We'll do this thing called verses. And what it is you kind of play it through. Let me show you kind of the bigger picture of this. So you've got 16 verses, almost like in kind of March Madness bracket type of stuff. So you go from the Sweet 16, you go to the Elite 8, you go to the Final Four, you go to the Top Two, and then you go for the best one. And so I'm going to provide for you a copy of this as well. I'm just going to pop it in the Google Drive. I'll put the link in the description of wherever you are watching this, so you can go in and download this. You can use this with your family. You can use it with a Sunday school class, a seminary class, however you want to do it. But it's a valuable tool to be able to help you just hit a lot of the power verses, a lot of just really good power verses in the book of Deuteronomy. Let me show you an example how to kind of run this. So you go to this top left corner right here, and you've got Deuteronomy 1:21. That is the first one in the corner. So you go to Deuteronomy 1:21. It's a wonderful verse. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the hand before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. I think that's a fantastic phrase, that no matter where you're at, if you're a children of Israel getting ready to enter the promised land, or if you are today going and looking at the world that we live in, fear not, neither be discouraged. What a powerful phrase. So then in that same bracket right there, you have Deuteronomy 4:9, which says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and to thy sons' sons. Again, a great verse right there. So you got to kind of look at these two verses here and think, okay, for me right now in my life, and please don't feel like you're betraying one verse by choosing another one. I know as I've done this activity, I'll do it one day with one person, and then I'll do it the next day with the same person, and it ends up different. That's the beauty of scriptures, is they can mean different things to you at different times in your life. You could do this every day and come up with something different. It's just kind of a fun way to be able to see the power and the value of the scriptures in your life and how they relate to what you are going through at that time. So I just went through, and like I said, I picked these 16 verses that I would call power verses. But what you're going to do, like in that top bracket, like I showed you, you're going to see which one to you is the best of the two as far as what you need right now in your life. And then you play it on through to the next one. And then you go to that next little bracket underneath it where you've got Deuteronomy 4:29 to 31. and Deuteronomy 4, 35 and 39. You do the same thing. You start playing it through and then start working your way in to where you find the one that is your favorite one. So take some time today and do that. And then tomorrow, I'm going to show you some of these verses and I'm going to play through and I'm going to show you the ones that I picked and just a couple of them. I'm not going to go through all 16, but I'm going to go through just a couple of them that to me mean a great deal. And again, I would invite you as you're doing this, do this with your family, and I think you'll have a great experience with it. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.